Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm Jerome Bifolchi, your host and the research manager at Special Region. And today we must discuss a geopolitical pivot event, the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the Middle East. We must talk about what happened in the Middle East because it will affect not only Syria but in the entire region and the Eurasian geopolitical transport. What we know about the information regarding Syria started around 2 weeks ago when the Syrian opposition, Syrian rebels, started a military campaign against the Arab Republic of Syria, the Syrian Arab Republic led by Bashar al-Assad. They easily managed to conquer different cities, Aleppo, Homs, Hama, and then they arrived in Damascus. What we know, thanks to open sources and social media intelligence, is that President Assad left the country. We don't know if he went to Iran, China, Russia, but what we know is that he left the country. Now the prime minister of Syria indicted new elections, new free and democratic elections. There are some main actors in the events related to Syria. First of all, among all, we should mention Hayat Ali Kashram. Hayat Ali Kashram, which I would like to remind you, is a terrorist organization according to US list of terrorist organizations and terrorist people, and is considered a terrorist organization by different European international actors, also by Russia. Hayat Ali Kashram started this offensive as a part of the big galaxy of members of the Syrian rebels and Syrian opposition, led by Al Julani, which is still alive, even though in the first days there were some rumors and claims by Arab sources that Al Julani was killed thanks to Russian airstrikes in Idlib. Al Julani led this uprising, these military operations, and managed to conquer the territory of Syria, the main cities, and arrive in Damascus. Al Julani made a shift, we can say this, and changed also the face of Hayat Ali Kashram. If in the past many analysts describe as Islamist groups linked to Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and also which some ideologies related to the Taliban, if we look at the interview that Al Julani had with the CNN journalist, he tried to change the perception of the international arena regarding HTS, Hayat Ali Kashram. We don't know, by the way, if it is a strategy, the same strategy that also the Taliban used to have power to become the leaders of Afghanistan, and then under the control of the country, they transform the country, they apply strict Sharia law. What we know is that for sure the situation in Syria is a military defeat and geopolitical defeat for Russia and for Iran. For Russia, because the Kremlin has been supporting Bashar al-Assad's government for years, and also after the Russian intervention in Syria in 2015, we still remember the words of Putin 2 years later in 2017, when he stated that thanks to Russian support, Russia protect an ally and also defeat terrorist groups. In this case, Russia we can say that try to support international arena Bashar al-Assad, at the beginning tried to support with military airstrikes, but didn't match on the ground. Russia, I would like to remind you, has two military bases on the coast, Tartus and near Latakia, and they are the strategic asset because thanks to these military bases, Russia can support its military operation in the Mediterranean area and also in Africa, particularly in Africa where there are deployed different paramilitary companies led by the Kremlin or associated with the Kremlin. In this case, we can say that it's not the first time that Putin's ally did not receive enough support, strong support from Russia in a specific situation. It's not the first time that Putin decide to have an agreement, the Russia decide to have an agreement with the Turkey, with Turkey, with Turkish authorities, with Erdogan, and decide to give up some specific strategic asset in favor of probably some concession regarding Central Asia, regarding Turkey, regarding also transforming Turkey in a logistic natural gas hub. Let's say that probably in this situation, the narrative spread by USA and Western authorities that Russia is suffering the situation in Ukraine conflict for this reason is not capable to intervene in other area where Russia has played in the last years, in many years, a strategic role. Probably they are true or they are accurate, or probably there is a new strategy that even some Russian military bloggers and analysts, looking at the Russian sources, they cannot understand. They criticize the Russian government to leave alone Bashar al-Assad. They criticize also the fact that Russia may lose his military grip, his important strategic assets in the Middle East. They also criticize the fact that they left Hayat al-Sham, backed and other military forces backed by Turkey, to conquer the country. This is a military defeat also for Iran. I would like to remind you that Bashar al-Assad was part of the proxies that Iran used to control the Middle East. And we read some analysis and reports by Iranian analysts, Iranian military analysts, and they say that probably Iran should change its geopolitical approach in the Middle East, because now probably there is the risk of no continuity between Iran and Lebanon. In the past, thanks to Bashar al-Assad, thanks also to the Shia community and the Shia government in Iraq, thanks to Lebanon, thanks to Gaza, Iran created this unique corridor in the Middle East. And now, after the 7 October 2023, after what happened in Gaza, after what happened in Lebanon, it seems that Iran is lost some major asset. I would like to remind you that in the last year, Iran lost Nasrallah as the leader of Hezbollah, and other military commanders and leaders in the group lost Ismail Haniyeh, killed in Tehran by the the Israeli forces, Israeli intelligence, lost also the support and the presence of many fighters in Gaza Strip related to Palestinian Islamic Jihad or Hamas, and now lost also Bashar al-Assad in Syria. So we can consider what happened in Syria a military defeat, a strategic defeat for Russia and for Iran. And we are monitoring the situation to discover how Moscow and Tehran can transform the situation in Syria in a positive outcome, if there is this eventuality. I would like also to remind you that the leader of the countries, together with Turkish lead, the Turkish foreign minister, they met in Doha and they discussed the situation in Syria. They advocate for a democratic free process on the ground. They advocate for avoiding any kind of confrontation. What is also interesting is that the situation in Syria reminds us the situation that happened in Afghanistan in 2021. In this case, in the past, Taliban advanced and reached usually Kabul, like they conquered Kabul without fighting. And we can say the same regarding Syria. There were some clashes and some fightings, but there wasn't a real huge battle between the parties. And we can say that following also some Syria government sources, they were always say that the army decide to leave the position, their position, to reach a strategic point and to counter the military operation led by Hayat al-Sham and by other Syrian rebels. But the fact was that they never had any confrontation, huge confrontation. There are several reasons. One of the reasons spread by different analysts was that the morale, the feelings of the Syrian troops led by the government was so low, and they prefer to give up the arms, the weapons, and just try to see the new era for Syria. Another Another reason could be the corruption, could be the low level of the salary, because Syria, I would like to remind you, has been affected for years by economic sanctions by the West. And probably in this case, we can see the economic sanctions work just in this case regarding the fact that Damascus couldn't provide an adequate salary, and the military troops prefer not to fight to avoid any confrontation. The future of Bashar Assad, we don't know. We don't know where is he now. Bashar Assad, looking at the different sources, some analysts stated that probably is in Tehran, other that is in Latakia, the military base, the Russian military base, other that is going to Moscow. We don't know. We don't know where he is. We don't know if he would like to create an exile government, and from that probably start the different campaign. What we know that after 50 years, probably we witness the hand of Assad's family's leadership and government in Syria. And now there is a new era for Syria, a new era that is full of many questions. First of all, if Hayat al-Fasham will keep its word and will and has promised it will allow Syria to have a democratic process or not. The second, if Syria will become, as happened in Afghanistan, a paradise even for different terrorist groups linked to Al-Qaeda, to the Islamic State, and also what will be the future of these fighters that for years acquire the skills, the trainings, and weapons to fight against Russian troops, USA troops, the Syrian government troops, and if they decide to stay on the ground to fight for their territory, to regroup, or they decide to move to Europe or also to Russia, because some of them belongs to the post-Soviet space. We don't know if the democratic process in Syria will work, or if we will have a scenario really similar to what happened in Libya. There are many, many questions with no answers, and for sure we should continue monitoring the Syrian situation, because it will affect the entire Middle East. Thanks for your attention. I invite you to check our last reports regarding Syria, and to I will invite you also to listen to our podcast. Bye bye.